Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Welcome to another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer. And I know that I said I'm not coming back until September, but I'm going to do a season finale. Too much has happened. This time I'm not sick. It's not the AC. Had a good fucking time. It was just my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Yes, yes, I had a good fucking time, as you can hear. And it was not going to be possible for me to allow another day to go by and I not let you know what the fuck been going on. I've been feeling good, looking good, smelling good, eating good, smoking good. I'm over all that shit. I'm ready to chill out. But let me get back into it. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer, and I'm back up in this bitch. Yes, 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 yes. I'm back up in this bitch. Okay, I'm back up in this bitch. I wanted to do it one more time. This is the season 6 finale. I am going to be coming to you visually. The visuals are definitely on the way. I just had a birthday and I want to do it my way. I am ready to slay and get this shit popping, man. I had a great fucking time. I hope all is well with you. Shout out to you. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out to Spotify. All my loved ones listening. I have not checked the analytics. I ain't gonna lie. I've been busy grinding. It was just peak season. I'ma just tell y'all, it's a damn fucking shame how y'all just sat home and ordered. All y'all did was sit home and order. God damn. But I appreciate it. It was fair exchange, no robbery. Anyway, shout out to you. Shout out to everybody. How y'all feeling, man? I know y'all been tuning into the latest episodes. I appreciate it. I did see the analytics for the last episode, Kiki, Do You Love Me, when we talked about the Kiki situation. And I dropped a few gems. I didn't promote that at, like I should. But like I said, season 7 is on the way, and we doing it completely different. I'm ready to get started. How are you? Get your plane tickets together. I don't know what type of flight you on. I've been on some exotic flights these past couple days. Shout out to the Leos. Hold on. Let me get a hand clap. Let me get some applause. Shout out to the Leos. All my Leos listening right now. Let me tell you, this is our reason. Fuck a season, but this is our reason to get this shit popping. Whatever you got going on, whatever you trying to do, going to do, been bullshitting on doing, this is the time for you to show face. The money is on the fucking way. It's right there on the other side of the door. It's time for us to open that bitch. We've been had the key. It's just been in that. We've been having cargo pants on. You know how you can lose anything in some, you lose your whole life in some cargo pants. You know what I'm saying? In the pockets. But we got the key and we ready to extend that and open the door to success, to all our desires, inner and outer, internal, external, whatever. But let's get the fucking plane tickets together. I don't know what you're doing, what you know. I don't know who your agent is. If you in the on Spirit Airlines, American Airlines, Emirates, or whatever. Let's get this fucking show on the road. I'm ready. It's a new fucking day. And I feel good. I mean, the last time, like, I feel great. I always feel great. I feel great. My birthday was amazing. I went to, shout out to 1865 DC at 1865 DC on Instagram. It's a steakhouse, seafood, and cigar lounge. Oh my God, top tier on Georgia Avenue. Across the street from Georgia Avenue, Petworth Station. If you from Uptown, you know where that is. Right there across the street from the Safeway. Next to the tree store, so you can't get your, a vibe. Shout out to all my friends that came through. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. I'm keeping it 100. And shout out to them. Because in a couple weeks, I'm going to be Going to see Keep It 100. That's something I'm gonna pot about that later. I can't wait to tell somebody about that. I don't know. But listen, niggas gonna be niggas and niggas gonna be on color. Color people time. Like, it was partially my fault. On the invitation, I put 7 to 12. I put the fucking business hours. I'm not good for this invitation shit. Y'all know on my B-Day, I just allow shit to happen and it is what it is and go off the feeling. And so, just not just my birthday, but just life. Every time I get to starting to organize shit, it's just weird. I just like to fucking go off the flow. That's me. But I made it kind of vague and niggas thought they can just come and I had to make reservations and it was more exclusive than I thought. I knew it was exclusive, but it was definitely top tier. I didn't know I had to like really, really plan and not just create an invitation because that's what the fuck I did. I saw a place, got the feeling like this might be good. I created a little online invitation, sent it out to a couple people and that's what it was, you know? As far as the invitation though, you know, I don't know what it is with my people. And I have a wide range of listeners and I don't want to be in general with the just black, but my people, my African American loved ones, we really have a hard time communicating. Like, silence should not be a signal for a no. I mean, I get it and all, but that's, come on now. If you can't make it, you don't want to come. You can't, like, don't wait till the last minute to give me some story. Don't, you know, just not fucking respond. Yes or no, like, it's just weird. And I'm going to take that as a character flaw. And I'm going to take that as a character flaw because at this stage in my life and at this point in my soul of return, I do not want to experience that in my life. I don't want to experience those type of people in my life. And I'm not talking about my family, you know, or the people that are always there for me. Because some people got invitations that's always there for me. So they get special passes. But in general, I'm talking about people that I know be on point and showing up and showing out for other things. I don't want to experience that, no longer experience that, those type of people in my life. I don't want to experience nobody half stepping on me or trying to figure out should they, like, it's such a hard decision, you know, can they fuck with me or not? Like, I don't want to deal with that, and it's okay. I'm cutting niggas off. That's a great way to be blocked. Now that's how you get blocked. If you haven't caught that episode, I'm on location. I don't know if you just heard that big room, but that was the Corvette that just, you know. Anyway, I don't know if you caught one of those episodes, and that's how you get blocked, but that's a good one if you want to, you know, get a little insight of how I be cutting niggas off. I cut people off. And I'm not going to explain this, but I end up explaining it anyway. I always do. But if you listen to the show, niggas, you know, is my noun. That's my noun. It's a person, place, and thing. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? So don't get offended as if I don't know how to talk or I'm just trying to stay in slave time and all that other stuff, bound by racism. Nah, I mean, it's not that deep, son. It's not that deep, mama. We not doing that. It's just how I talk. And I can talk all type of ways. But listen, my birthday was lit. My folks probably ordered about 50 shots. I'm talking about these shots, 20 a pop. We had that type of event where you just like, just swipe the AMX and we gonna get points for this and figure it out in the morning. That type of time they was on for me. I love that. I didn't even have to swipe. Like, I was swipe ready. It's my birthday. But not one time had to swipe my shit and that felt so good. Cause when you give so much and just willing to give your last to people all the time, and not just people, like, come to you all the time. Some of just anybody in the world, dog. Without expecting nothing back, you definitely sometimes want to feel that in return. And I felt that. I felt the love in return. My brothers popped up in town on me. I cried in the motherfucker, but I cried like I made niggas have around me. It was just emotional, and I was already, like, three shots in. Somebody had ordered me like 2 shots, some strangers, just because I walked up on them like, you know, nobody told you that I love your whole life. Tell your girl that, whispering in her ear that. I was on some player shit on my birthday. I felt like I was in that silk shirt, feeling good. My outfit was thrown off a little bit because when I ordered the shorts, it definitely was fucking a little too snug for me and how I want to present my ass, because I got a wide ass. You know what I'm saying? My ass kind of big, and I want to, like, take away from the eyes. Take the eyes away from it. And that's why I don't want to, like, I couldn't pull that off yet. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that yet. But overall, I fucked it up, and I had a good time at the Go-Go. If you from the motherfucking district, the capital of the United States, you feel me? That Go-Go was cranking. I don't know what band that was, but I know the singer used to sing for Backyard. I don't know if he got a part-time job and he's still with the main crew, but he was there and they put me on. Shout out to Love Your Whole Life. They was putting me on in here. I felt so good in there. I felt so good that night. But then at the end of the night, I had to smack a bitch. Yes, me, I had to smack a bitch. I rotated some cuff. My hand been on, been my shoulder, my arm been on stiff for the past 36 hours, but it's okay. That's what happens when you put your hands on people. That's the consequences. But some people is out of pocket. And if you a listener of mine, I've mentioned this. This situation before with my best friend. I don't even want to call her that no more. That's how I'm feeling. I'm keeping it honest and real. The strike, enough is enough. And I'm at the point where I got a podcast and a platform to talk about it around the same time that enough is enough of our relationship, and I'm cutting niggas off, and I'm just not fucking scared to talk about it. That's my content. That's my fucking life. I want to talk about everything about my life. I don't need to be a secret anymore. I've accumulated enough details. But yeah, I told you how I went to Ohio, came back, and she was gay, full-blown gay. That's the one that I was telling you about that was sewing the harness. That's when I knew, like, something was wrong with this shit. My friend is in a deep rabbit hole, and this doesn't feel real. And I'm all about real love, and this is me. I sling that shit. I don't sling it just to, I don't make money off this shit. I just, you know, it's my assignment in life. To love, love, and I know love when I see love, and I know moments when I see moments. Shit. But anyway, they came to my party. They was cool. Now, when my friend RSVP was one guest, then the day before my party, she called me and was like, what's going on? And in her tone of voice, I automatically assumed. I made an ass of myself. I assumed that she was canceling. Because my friend could be flaky at times. I've seen her in her flakes. I've witnessed her flakes. Okay? So look. She says, I'm going to bring her girlfriend. She's bringing her girlfriend. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I can see, like, y'all are a unit. She's always around you. She's always there. I didn't expect less. I didn't expect you to come out by yourself. Nah. So I'm like, oh, okay, bet. I mean, no, I don't care. She's like, we've been going through some things and blah, 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 blah. It was all that spiel. So I'm like, I just wanted to be all love when you get there. Cool. They got there. They had a good time. I was everywhere. I had a few guests, so I was all over the place. Drunk as fuck, but in a cool, smooth way. But I was tipsy. My friends, they got me right. Hitting cigars, and I didn't even get a chance to experience the food, so I'm definitely going back, because the food looks so good there, and I got to go back to experience that again. But the night ends. We're all supposed to meet up and link up over at my best friend's house for after hours. That's the after hours spot. Her house has completely always been set up for the after hours. So, we go over there. My brother is over there. I hear her kind of popping off, and I'm thinking maybe he'd be drunk. It's a little something. He's getting into it with her girlfriend, but I don't really know what's going on, because I'm just completing a mission that I had no business being on at the level of alcohol that I had in my system, but never would have made it. I wish I could sing. I wanted to sing just now, but my voice was fucked up. I don't got my buttons right now, but I'd have booed the shit out of me right now. That wasn't supposed to come out like that. I was trying to sing, never would have made it. But anyway, hold on. So, I think he just on his best bullshit. Is that one? It's the end of the night. It's expected from someone. I leave that shit alone. I go in there and the girl's arguing with my friend. My brother says laugh like, fuck this. But at this point, I'm like, I can't do two missions in one night. I can't bet on life like that. I ain't that bold. I didn't won with the first mission. I made it to a safe space. I need to be here and get back. You know what I'm saying? I need to get back to where I was before the night started and in order for me to make it home safely in my bed. To my bed. So I stayed. I got in there. I only made it to one spot by the door. They were arguing, but I was in my zone. I was in my fucking chi, and I knew nothing would disturb me of the greatest night I've had in a long time. It was such a good fucking night, and it didn't even incorporate sex. It didn't even need sex at the end of the night. That's the type of night that I had. These bitches are arguing over some bullshit, gay, rainbow, L-word, fuck shit. So, I'm in my chi. I know how to block shit out and be right in the middle of chaos. Come on, I'm there with it. I'm fucking Captain Planet out this bitch. But I tapped out because I was inebriated, so I couldn't. My chi wasn't as strong. So when I tapped out, I overheard her girlfriend say some belittling shit to my fucking friend. My friend who has fucking got it off the motherfucking mud, who has goddamn overcame so many trials and fucking tribulations and hustled and bustled and got her fucking degree from a prestigious college in her own fucking city where she was born and raised. She's a homeowner in her fucking city. She refused to be pushed out by any gentrifier. She has worked fucking hard in this woman that she has accumulated over the time frame of 2 years during one of the worst times in her life when her mom dies, has the fucking nerve to act like my friend should be kissing the bottom of her fucking feet in front of me? You know that meme? That's the purpose of that fucking meme that said, you know, don't get it fucked up. I'm spiritual, but I fuck you up too. So I stood the fuck up and said, hold up, ladies. What you're not going to do is try to ruin the rest of my night. Because you invited me over here on the type of time, you know what type of fucking night that I am deserving of. I didn't say it like that. I just made that shit up right now. But I fucking just stood up and was like, what the fuck is going on? What y'all talk about? The bitch is arguing with her, talking about, you do be abusing me, and you don't love me, and you don't treat me right. So I said, hold up, the same spiel that I just said before, I said that, and I said, my motherfucking friend allowed your ass to live in here. You don't have no fucking job. You have a child at that. That my friend has housed and clothed and bathed and looked out for as a companion to you, work hard as fuck, switch jobs, still work hard as fuck, and you came in the midst of a time where her mom dies, and her mom was a stand-up woman who left her daughter something, a piece of something as she left. And this bitch came in advantaging, and I'm from the motherfucking life. I've been in a life. I know that gay lifestyle. I've been on east sides of the fucking coin in this situation. And minus the kids and shit like that. I ain't have to throw that in there, but hey, fuck it. But I know that. And this is my friend not gay. She never been in no shit like this. I don't know where this shit fucking came from. And I've been letting this shit ride. I don't get in y'all business. I don't care too much about the relationship. I don't get involved. I don't fucking get involved. Because it's not my place. Because I don't have nothing good to say. Few times I met her, I caught the vibe and I knew I didn't like her or
Yeah. And when I last time I had a feeling like that was for my brother. He got married to a woman and I just knew it wasn't going to work. And I was acting real kind of bitchy and snobbish. And that was very unlike me. And that was the first time it ever happened. So I didn't understand why I was acting like that until it all panned out. And they really wasn't meant for each other. Now he's divorced. So the same feeling. And I want my friend to be free. To fuck on. So I'm saying shit like that in the midst of her arguing. Because I know my friend is, you know, needing some encouragement. Because she is pussy whipped. She's turned out. It's her first girlfriend. This shit. If you ain't ever experienced no shit like this. And usually sometimes if you've really been in a life. You've experienced this at a younger age. Not in your 30s. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I had a little time and they got to pushing and shoving and I got in a little mix of it and I did something. I put my hands on her unwillingly. You know what I'm saying? It was a spirit in me. A spirit of force that I needed to get out of me. And it was catapulted by the spirit of Don Julio Reposado. And I had to get it in and now I'm suffering the consequences of a fucked up shoulder. But Monday, I would be good for work. It's going to work out. If not, we're going to make something shaking. I'm in the trunk with it. I love your whole life shirts. Y'all going to fucking support because it's about that time anyway. I'm doing podcast episodes, you know, 2 hours for $10. I'm on that type of shit. I'm wholesaling audio and my voice. I'm chopping it down, breaking it down. But now, overall, that shit, you know, that's how you get blocked, too. I blocked her day ass, too. Not day ass, but they a package deal. So, on account of your girl, your ass get blocked. I digress. I'm out of it. I'm jumping out of shit. I don't have no fucking problem nowadays doing that. You know, separating myself from the bullshit. But I'm having a good time. I'm still in the midst of partying, for real, right now. I'm in my car, just taking a little break. That's why this not gonna be a real long episode. I'm in the middle of a cookout. I'm all the way in the cut. Ain't nobody. I dipped off. I'm at that point now where I'm tired of celebrating. I'm just finding myself dipping off and shit. I'm trying to get away from niggas and wondering how can I get out of here and nobody can see my car. Do they got some invisible shit that I can use to just get out of here? Because I'm ready to go home and go to sleep. I'm fucking over it. Yeah, it's done. I've saw and conquered. It's done. It's time to get fucking to it. But season 7 is on its way. I'm ready to show face. You can see my voice. I don't give a fuck about how I look or nothing. I'm ready to spread this fucking word. My merch is on the way. Everything that's meant for me and I desire is on the way. Let me just say this one good time. Let all that bullshit go and go get it. Get your motherfucking money because at the end, you might not be fortunate enough for somebody to pass away and leave you something. You know what I'm saying? Or think of you while they going to get theirs or having theirs. They can be having it and you ain't even on their mind. You was with them when they didn't have it. Go get your own shit. This for us. This mirror talk for us. Me and you right now, the listeners. Nobody told you tonight, today, this morning, this afternoon, go get your own shit. Because you're going to need your own at the end of the day. Sacrifice something that's causing you to spend your money on shit that you don't need. That can automatically be available to you if you just quit doing that and spending money on that. And go put your money and invest your money into yourself that would generate even more money. And fuck around, you won't even have to spend money on the shit you were spending on. Because it's going to all be available to you, to us. So let's do that. You know what I'm saying? This is the time for that, Leos. This is the time for that. All the zodiacs, whatever. Let's go get it. Let's take some time out for us to sacrifice and just go get it for us. For us. For you. For you. For you. For you. Break down, you know, what you need for others and the things that you take care of, your priorities and things like that. But on the flip side, let's put something in the kitty for us. Let's stop paying us. Pay yourself so you can go ahead and invest in some things that can really put some bread in your pocket and expand our lives. You feel me? I hope you feeling me, man. I don't got no gossip news. There's a whole rack of other shit going on, but this is season finale. I want to thank you all for taking the time out this season, just really, really jumping the numbers up in the streams. I'm going to become a person where you're going to know and be really familiar with, and you're not going to be able to, you know, not have me cross your mind. I intend for that to happen because it's going to be all positive love and all that other shit. I got some shit going on this month. I'm going to be going to go see live show, Keeping It 100. I'm going up to Philly, man. I might have to drop a little bonus episode to tell you about Philly because it's going to be a couple. It's going to be a tearjerker. I ain't been up there in a long time. And if you've been able to catch my little bits and pieces of my story about me being adopted and from Philly, my biological family, my mom, and things like that, you know, Philly is really special to me. That's how I'm so attached to this podcast. And Don't Call Me White Girl and Driz and Tata Sheree, because I always imagined, ever since I found I was adopted, like, what life would be like if I lived in Philly. You know, so I'm always fascinated by the people of Philly, because I should have been there. That's really how I feel. I would have made it out the trenches, but, and I pray for the city, because there's a lot going on out there. Violent, and I got family out there, and they in the same crossfires, and I missed them and I loved them. And sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to keep your fucking peace. You feel me? If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. Oh yeah, let me not forget the demons having a gangster party, and they're giving out free tickets. They're dressed to impress, disguise, and success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. This is another episode of Dope Made With Love. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I done turn up. It's my birthday. I'm about to get the fuck, because I see a couple people kind of looking and stirring around that I was just with, and they probably wondering because I ain't going to lie, it's been 30 minutes. I was on a mission. I was told to go do something, and I ended up recording. I'm recording on my phone. I don't even got my equipment. So if it sounds a little choppy, that's just because I had to get it in. It's been on my heart. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait, man. I love everything about you. I love that you're supporting me and continue to root for me and see me and hear me and be patient with me, because I know I'm not the norm. I know I don't have it all together, how it looks for everybody else, but I promise you it's well worth it. Me putting this love and emotions and passion out in these frequencies, that's all I want to do. All I want to do is spread love for a living. I want to live life and spread love and have a great fucking time doing it and living the best of the best and having the best of the best just by spread love. Love can and will buy me money. So once I cash out, you going to know. I'm already cashed out. You see all this vibrational currency I got up in me. You see this lightness aura. Well, you don't really see it. You feel it, actually. You know, I'm starting to be on my little jiggy. So it's really time to wrap this shit up, because I'm starting to, you know, going to tangent, but I appreciate you, and keep tuning in, and nobody told you that I love your whole life. I hope my theme music playing in the background. I hope I can get it together. It's probably playing in the background, but I am the neighborhood love then, and I really, really appreciate you. Yeah.
I didn't wake up this morning doing, think about this. Oh, love, man. That made my day.
Yeah, I can't keep quiet because I'm so excited, man. It's my birthday. I had such a good time, and I'm feeling so good. Live life to the fullest. Love the people that you love. Love a stranger. Love whoever. Just keep loving in this crazy-ass world. I wouldn't take nothing away from it. I don't regret being here, and I just love everything about it. I'm going to continue to live my life to the fullest and be me, because people appreciate me and want me out there. And I promise you guys, I'm going to put myself out there and get... It's a difference between confidence and courage, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have the courage, gain more courage to get out there and show face and spread my message of love. So, because it's needed, and I don't want to be selfish and keep it to myself and die with that shit up in me. I'ma keep slanging them pounds of positivity, and I got unlimited grams of gratitudes. I'm just here with it. I want to slang it. I accept it all for free, for the low, for the whatever. It's coming, man. Keep tuning in. This is Dope Made With Love. the neighborhood love dealer, man. People be like, this the neighborhood dope dealer, the neighborhood the drug dealer. As long as they thinking of me, I'm with it, man. And I am neighborhood love dealer. Yeah, my birthday. It's the neighborhood love dealer.